With stems of narcissus, candle, light, and mirror, crystal bowl and gold fish, I take Nowruz to the silent house. Though the rainbow of a smile is not at the threshold of the house. Though at the dawn of spring, in town, there is no song. Candle, light, mirror, and flower are springs of joy, or according to Hafiz, a medley of desires. But inside this crystal confine, a frightened fish is captive, even if its water is as clean as teardrops, even if in its crystal bowl are songs of the mirror, flights of light. In the company of candle, narcissus, mirror, and light, this frightened fish, in a daily search in the small bowl, with anxious eyes, goes round and round, but a gateway to freedom it does not find. I, from the gaze of the fish in the confines of the bowl, grow restless. And from the shame of the cruelty done to this thirsty, before his gaze, I seem to melt. Like the wind, swiftly I leap up. The prisoner of the crystal wall, I take to the cistern of the silent house. Gentler than a leaf, I bestow it to the water. From the joy of freedom, I see in that open space it flies. Free, fast, lighthearted, drunk with joy, it coquettes before the world to absorb the delight of that nectar. With great zeal, it opens its mouth. Even if the walls of the pool have greened with algae, the footpaths are damaged, broken. And that wretched foul water in these bitter days is growing weeds. This cistern, if not of crystal, this water, if not as clear as teardrops, it is his world, his country. Here, all that floats within is joined with every particle of him. O distant mirage, how you deceive us with that crystal and light.